Eamon Shea has been reading dictionaries since he was 10 years old, and now he's written a book about his journey through the dictionary of all dictionaries, the 20-volume Oxford English Dictionary. Nick Schinkel, director of the West Lafayette Public Library, reviews Reading the OED, One Man, One Year, 21,730 pages. Schinkel begins his review by reading from the introduction of Eamon Shea's book.
Some people collect matchbook cars or comic books. Others collect more obviously valuable things. Most of these collections are made up of tangible objects, things to which one can assign some sort of monetary value. I collect words. One could also say that I collect word books, since by last count I have about 1,000 volumes of dictionaries, thesauri, and assorted glossaries, but I don't see that as a collection. These books are merely the tools with which I gather my collection. My friends know that I read dictionaries for fun and have come to accept this proclivity with relative good grace, but they are not terribly interested in or impressed by my word collection. My girlfriend, Alex, used to be a lexicographer for Merriam-Webster, and she has a considerably greater interest in my word collection than any normal person would. But sometimes I have a sneaking suspicion that she gets slightly irritated. When I asked her about this recently, she said, quote, "The point at which I became bored has long since passed," end quote. I've chosen to interpret this as a good thing. Well, that's from the beginning of Reading the OED, or the Oxford English Dictionary, One Man, One Year, 21,730 pages. The book is quirky. It's odd. A real intellectual potpourri. Well, all those words can describe today's title. Or, as Nicholson Baker from the New York Times Book Review wrote, quote, "Oddly inspiring. Shea has walked the wildwood of our gnarled ancient speech and returned to singing incomprehensible sounds in a language that turns out to be our own," end quote. Author Eamon Shea divides his book into 26 chapters, one for each letter of the English alphabet. And with each chapter, we are treated to a sometimes humorous, sometimes more serious, discussion of words Shea has plucked from the OED for his, and hopefully our, enjoyment and edification. Here are just a few of those words. There are so many more in here, but I wanted to give you some taste of some of the words that he found particularly interesting from the OED. How about this one? Cacistocracy. It's a noun. Government by the worst citizens. Shea goes on to write, "The OED is full of words for different types of governments. I find most of them forgettable. But cacistocracy, describing so aptly the fear which seems common in every generation that their government is truly the worst possible one, is a word worth remembering." And then there's cankadort, a noun, an awkward situation or affair. Once again, that's cankadort. Shea writes, "I take comfort in the fact that even when the editors of the OED do not have the answer to something, they manage to impart this lack of knowledge in a particularly graceful fashion, thereby diffusing what would otherwise be a bit of a cankadort. The etymology for this word reads, quote, of unascertained etymology, end quote. Just a couple more to give you some idea of what's going on here. Letabund, it's an adjective and means filled with joy. Letabund. "It seems incongruous to me," Shea writes, "that a word ending in bund, B-U-N-D, should have such a pleasant meaning. When I think of bund words, I think of words such as moribund, cummerbund, and other such groupings. It's nice to see letabund escape its unfortunate childhood and grow up to be such a happy and well-adjusted word." Grinagogue. It's a noun. A person who is constantly grinning. And this, of course, being, as I said, a humorous as well as serious look at the OED, our author writes about grinagogue, a person who is constantly grinning. Quote, "Perhaps this should also be defined as one who deserves to be poked in the eye with a sharp stick," end quote. just wonderful words, wonderful comments. And the wonderful thing about this, of course, is that these are all actual words in English from the Oxford English Dictionary. Shay enthusiastically dips in and out of his lifetime of reading dictionaries, commenting on the wonders of language, the vagaries of definitions, and his surprise that some words are listed in the OED just because the editor thought the words ought not to be lost from lack of contemporary use. Shay is a man who loves words and brooks no narrow-minded definition of what is or is not a word. As he writes at one point, "How can you say that something people use as a word is not actually a word? It can be a bad word, or a slang word, or a substandard or colloquial word, but it is still very much a word. To deny its existence is as wistful and futile as saying that the car that is about to run you over does not exist. And yet this is exactly what many people do when faced with a word they find disagreeable, or about which they simply have a vague feeling that it is not, quote, proper English," end quote. One of the ways people frequently claim that something is not a word is by asserting that, quote, it is not in the dictionary, end quote. The absurdity of this claim is illustrated by the fact that they never actually say what dictionary they are referring to. Hundreds and hundreds of English dictionaries have been published over the past 400 years, every one of which is somehow different from the others, and none of them can rightfully claim to have absolute authority over what constitutes the language. Finally, furthermore, dictionaries are not set in stone, nor are they error-free. Even the OED, as magnificent a work of scholarship as it is, has plenty of mistakes and inconsistencies. Reading today's book, I was reminded of the author of the recent bestseller and film, Julie and Julia, who decided to cook her way through Julia Child's The Art of French Cooking. Why do people do such absurd things as read a 20-volume dictionary or decide to cook through an entire cookbook, I ask myself. And better, why do we Americans delight in reading about these people? Well, it's perhaps easiest to explain why someone would take it into his or her head to read the Oxford English Dictionary cover to cover. The OED is, after all, the dictionary of the English language, composed of 20 thick volumes, chock full of words dating back centuries, with nods to current language use as well, as we just heard. The OED is on its second edition, which seems to make it a youngster compared to the well-known Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, now on its 11th edition, or the much-liked American Heritage Dictionary, which is now on its 4th edition. But let's remember that the OED has been around for a long, long time, starting out its life in 1879 and reaching its final volume with the first edition in 1928. Too, this fascination with the Oxford English Dictionary, or the OED, is not new in recent publishing. The beginnings of the OED back in the 19th century in England was already the subject of the surprise bestseller, The Professor and the Madman, which was published way back there in 1998. And after all, English is the first language of most of us in the U.S. and Canada, England, and both spoken and understood by many in the contemporary world. So knowing a bit more or being curious about this language of our daily life is not an odd thing to do, I think. But for Shay, reading the OED started with getting to know a dictionary maven in New York City named Madeline, as he tells us. "There are only a few moments in my life when I have literally been struck speechless. So it was, as I entered Madeline's apartment, she met me at the door, introduced herself, and shook my hand, and then allowed me to walk in ahead of her. I made it through a short hallway choked with boxes, and then walked into an enormous room with more dictionaries than I thought possible. I was speechless, and then I laughed. I stood there in the center of her living room and turned slowly in a circle, initially taking in just the quantity of books, and after a few minutes, beginning to take in their quality as well. There were bookshelves 10 feet tall on almost every wall in the room. Additional piles of dictionaries, several feet tall and deep, had managed to accumulate on the floor in front of the shelves. Dictionaries lay on every possible surface on tables, chairs, bookstands, the kitchen counter, and the floor. On the few spots of wall not taken up with dictionaries hung portraits of dictionary makers and framed letters to and from lexicographers, both famous and forgotten." I had been collecting dictionaries in a somewhat desultory fashion prior to meeting her, picking up whatever odd volumes I found in thrift shops or the secondhand stores I frequented. This changed as soon as I met Madeline, and one of the first things I learned from her was that it was dangerous to go by to see her with money in my pocket. I suppose I would have continued to collect dictionaries even if I had not met Madeline. I would have shopped for the odd item here and there in bookstores, but they don't often get good dictionaries. However, I don't think I would have gotten ensnared in quite the same way had I not met Madeline. It is a certainty to me that without Madeline's influence and example, I would never have been moved to read the OED from cover to cover. So I will say that I blame her for the position that I now find myself in. But what I mean by blame is that I credit her for helping me find happiness in the pages of one gigantic book. Well, finally, our author is no novice at reading up on English words, as you've probably picked up by now. He tells us in his introduction that he spent much of his young life reading about such things, and that he started reading dictionaries, for whatever reason, at the age of 10. He's probably now in his, I'm going to guess he's somewhere in his late 20s, early 30s. In sum, if you too are a lover of words, or perhaps someone addicted to the crossword puzzle bug, or just someone who enjoys a good read, I think you'll enjoy this book, One Man's Journey into the 20-volume world of the Oxford English Dictionary. And hey, as Shea tells us himself, I read it so you won't have to. Words so many of us can live by today. Reading the OED, One Man, One Year, 21,730 pages by Eamon Shea. He has a website too, so you'll want to check that out, I'm sure. It's available at many of our fine local libraries and certainly at the West Lafayette Public Library.
Nick Jinkle is the director of the West Lafayette Public Library, and he's reviewed Reading the OED by Eamon Shea.